RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. The preparation of a Generation What? Asia-Pacific program has achieved significant progress. Bank Indonesia reports foreign exchange reserve hit high record of $129.4 billion in September. Now the news in detail. Global transmedia project in Asia region Generation What has achieved significant progress with the compilation agreement content to be campaigned. Regional advisor for the social and human sciences of UNESCO, Sue Feist, in a meeting which took place in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia from Thursday to Friday, explained to RRI how the program is able to capture the potential of youth in Asia-Pacific region.
The reason that UNESCO and a lot of other development partners are really interested in this project is that we see this building connections between young people as very critical to building a peaceful future, to building relationships where we each understand each other's perspectives. So we retain our own values, our own perspectives, but we can place ourselves with the rest of the world, with the rest of the region, even within our country. We know how we compare and we can learn to appreciate how other people think, but by understanding the difference and accepting that the difference is a diversity is a good thing.
So Feist further said that Generation What, a project, will be able to gather a lot of UN needed attitudes data to create a better world for the younger generation of the Asia-Pacific region. Meanwhile, there are 9 member countries at ABU that support and attend this meeting. They are NHK Japan, TVK Cambodia, TVNS New Zealand, BSB Bhutan, Acrobat Nepal, Thai BPS Thailand, BB Bangladesh, Mongolia, and RRI Indonesia. The media will manifest the Generation What project through a television and radio program scheduled to be launched in 2018. Indonesian foreign exchange reserve hit high record at the end of September, the Central Bank Indonesia BI said on Friday, October 6, attributing the increase to rising export proceeds and auctions of a bank's foreign exchange bills. Bank Indonesia reported that Indonesian reserves were $129.4 billion at the end of September, versus $128.8 billion at the end of previous month, which had also been a record. The rupiah had been relatively stable against the US dollar for most of 2017, but at the end of September it fell to its weakest in 10 months as the greenback firmed. Bank Indonesia had intervened in the currency market and would continue to do so to stabilize the currency. A new commuter line connecting Jakarta to the industrial area of Cikarang in Bekasi, West Java will start operating on Sunday, October 8, and serve the growing demand for passengers who live and work in the outskirts of Jakarta. State railway operator Kereta Api Indonesia completed construction of its double track to Cikarang early this year as part of government support to revamp public transportation system around the capital. The upgrade allowed the operator's commuter train subsidiary, Kereta Komuter Indonesia, to extend existing commuter service from Jakarta Kota Station to Bekasi Station, with new stations including East Bekasi, Cibitung, Tambun, and Cikarang. Deforestation previously served intra-city trains only. President Director of Kereta Komuter Indonesia, Fadila, said in a statement on Friday that Kereta Komuter Indonesia is expanding its service and the company is completely ready to serve commuter line users all the way to Cikarang. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya ensures that Bali Island is safe for tourist activities. On Friday, October 6, he has already visited Pura Bekasit, which is only 9 kilometers away from the active volcano Mountain Agung. However, Indonesia Minister of Tourism has created scenarios to safeguard all tourists in Bali. Mr. Arif said that in the next few days, if Mountain Agung erupts, both domestic and foreign tourists will be advised to move their leisure activities from Bali to Lombok. He said in a written statement, if this month winds blow to west, his ministry has to redirect tourists in Bali to the east to Lombok. He added that the tourists will be evacuated by ferry boats. He also explained that if the number of tourists is about 60,000, there will be 4 or 5 large ferries which can carry up to 5,000 passengers. It will be available to transfer them to Lombok. This news is coming to you from RRIWorld Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The British Council, as the education and cultural arm of the British Embassy, is set to host UKID Festival 2017 in Senayan, South Jakarta on October 17 until 22. Following the success of last year's inaugural event, the festival forms part of the 3-year UK-Indonesia 2016-2018 program launched during Indonesian President Joko Widodo's visit to Britain in April last year, and it focuses on the creative industries. British Council Country Director Paul Smith has said in Jakarta recently during a press conference that one of the reasons he was in London was to promote his interest in the creative industries. The British Embassy's Deputy Head of Mission to Indonesia and East Timor, Juliet Merritt Kaplan, remarked that she was delighted that President Joko Widodo had made the creative industries one of his priorities because Indonesia's two main strengths are its cultural heritage and a creative, energetic population of young people. Besides the festival, the program also creates opportunities for artists to build connections through residences, networking, cultural visits, and collaboration projects. Collective Sayan Jiwa, a new group seeking to raise awareness on mental health issues, will host a film festival and series of discussion on mental health at Kina Forum in Cikini, Central Jakarta from Friday to Sunday, October 6 until 8. With the title Sayang Sayangilah Jiwamu, Love Your Soul, the festival will comprise screenings of Indonesian films and discussion with filmmakers and mental health experts. The event is initiated and organized by film producer Mandi Marahimin, film journalist Amalia Sekarjati, film scholar and critic Eric Sasono, writers Gratias Gusti Chanaya Rompas and Michael Johani, and public relations expert Wareni Herald Rawond. The event is expected to remove the stigma on mental illness as well as educate audience on how to recognize his symptoms and how to seek the right treatment. The idea for the festival started with the realization that mental illness remains a taboo subject in Indonesia, which makes it hard for those who suffer from it and their caregivers to seek professional help. The last item, more than 10,000 athletes and 5,000 officials from 45 countries in Asia will participate in 460 events in 40 sporting events in the Asian Games 2018 to take place in Palembang and Jakarta. The most glamorous Asian sporting event is expected to break numerous world records. Director General of the Olympic Council of Asia, Hussein Al-Mushallan, through his official website has said recently that with the continuing increase in standard around the continent, the committee is expecting more world records at the Asian Games. The Asian Games will bring together the youth of Asia in a celebration elite sport and friendship and promote peace, tolerance, and understanding. Hussein is positive that the Asian Games 2018 will showcase new elevated standards regarding facilities, infrastructure, and use of games-related technology that will be held at the Gelora Bung Karno Sport Complex in Senayan, Jakarta, and Jakabaring Sport City in Palembang. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you again here. I'm Mana Rahmana in our regular program Today in History over RR World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, we start for an event on October 7, 1919 when KLM Royal Dutch Airlines was established. KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, legally Koninklijke Luchtvaart Maatschappij N.V., is the flag carrier airline of the Netherlands. KLM is headquartered in Amsterdam with its hub at nearby Amsterdam Airport Schiphol. It is part of the Air France KLM group and it is a member of the SkyTeam Airline Alliance. KLM was founded in 1919. It is the oldest airline in the world, still operating under original name, and 32,505 employees as of 2013. KLM operates a scheduled passenger and cargo service to 145 destinations. Well, the next event was in 1949 when the German Democratic Republic was established. East Germany, officially the German Democratic Republic, GDR, was a socialist state in the Central Europe during the Cold War period. From 1949 to 1990, it administered the region of Germany that was occupied by Soviet forces at the end of the World War II, the Soviet occupation zone of the Potsdam Agreement. Bounded on the east by the Oder Neisse line, the Soviet zone surrounded West Berlin but did not include it. As a result, West Berlin remained outside the jurisdiction of the GDR. The German Democratic Republic was established in the Soviet zone, while the Federal Republic was established in the three Western zones. East Germany, which lies culturally in Central Germany, was a satellite state of the Soviet Union. Soviet occupation authorities began transferring administrative responsibility to German communist leaders in 1948, and the GDR began to function as a state on 7 October 1949. And the last event was in 2004 when Norodom Sihanouk resigned from throne of the King of Cambodia. Norodom Sihanouk is former King of Cambodia. He abdicated on October 7, 2004. Along the history of Cambodia, Sihanouk held many positions, so the Guinness Book of World Records notes that Norodom Sihanouk as a political expert holding the most political offices. This was included two periods of king, one period of presidency, two periods as a prime minister, and one period as a head of state, without title in Cambodia, including various position as a chairman in various governments in exile. Well, listener, that's today in history. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past. Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the 4th floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listeners, nice to be with you again in our regular program, Focus. The title of Focus today, Indonesian-Sweden Cooperation in Research and Higher Education. Indonesian and Swedish governments are increasing cooperation in research, technology and higher education. This is reinforced by the signing of Memorandum of Understanding between the two countries. It was undertaken by Indonesia Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education, Muhammad Nasir, and Swedish Minister of Higher Education and Research, Helene Hellsmark Knutsson, in Jakarta on Wednesday. Minister Nasir told the media that through this partnership, his ministry and Royal Swedish Ministry of Education and Research will strengthen ties. Both countries understand the common interest to promote and encourage the advancement of science and technology. Minister Nasir said that this cooperation will contribute to the development of research, technology and higher education, national economic growth, sustainable development and social development of both countries. Minister Nasir also explained that the deal with Sweden was a follow-up to Swedish King Carl Gustaf XVI and Queen Silvia's visit to Indonesia from 21st-25th May 2017. He feels that this cooperation in the field of research with Sweden is very good and very supportive to programs that run across Indonesian universities. He disclosed that in Sweden there are many campuses that enter the world's top 500, so it is important to explore collaboration and joint cooperation with the country to improve the quality of Indonesian national colleges. So far, Indonesia has only placed 3 universities in the world's top 500, namely University of Indonesia, Bandung Institute of Technology, and University of Gajah Mada. Minister Nasir also remarked that for Sweden, this cooperation is one of a testing for the implementation of various technologies before being absorbed by the industry in Europe. For Indonesia, it is a forum of learning in updating the world technology advancement. Cooperation agreed in this Memorandum of Understanding includes a scientific research as well as innovative programs and projects, collaboration between higher education institutions with respect to students' mobility, capacity building of lecturers, researchers, specialists and experts, scientific conferences, seminars and symposia. There are also exhibitions on science and technology, curriculum development assessment and qualification. His chain of information to pass the academic recognition of titles and certificates provided by educational institutions. Both countries also agreed to collaboration among research organizations, technology and higher education, basic, applied and industrial study, including new research, development and innovation models and other forms of cooperation to be decided by both countries. Indonesia and Sweden are also planning to apply technology to the aircraft industry. In addition to intergovernmental, the aircraft industry cooperation also involves academics and industry practitioners. Minister Nakshon was accompanied by a delegation of rectors from 6 Swedish universities in the brand of the best university of the world. Also present was Swedish Ambassador to Indonesia and the Ambassador of Republic of Indonesia to Sweden. Listener, that was Focus Today. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Global Transmedia Project in Asia Pacific region Generation World has achieved significant progress with the compilation agreement content to be campaigned. Regional Advisor for the Social and Human Science of UNESCO, Su Fais, in a meeting which took place in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia from Thursday to Friday, explained to RRI how the program is able to capture the potential of youth in the Asia-Pacific region. Indonesian foreign exchange reserves hit high record at the end of September, the Central Bank Indonesia BI said on Friday, October 6, attributed to the increase to rising export proceeds and auctions of banks' forex exchange bills. A new commuter line connecting Jakarta to the industrial area of Cikarang in Bekasi West, Java will start operating on Sunday, October 8, and serve the growing demand for passengers who live and work in the outskirts of Jakarta. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya ensures that Bali Island is set for tourist activities. On Friday, October 6, he visited Pura Bekasi, which is only 9 kilometers away from the active volcano mountain Agung. However, Indonesia Minister of Tourism has created scenarios to safeguard all tourists in Bali. The British Council has said the Education and Culture Arm of the British Embassy is set to host UK ID Festival 2017 Senayan, South Jakarta on October 17 until 22nd. following the success of last year's inaugural event. Collective Sayang Jiwa, a new group seeking to raise awareness on mental health issues, will host a film festival and a series of discussion on mental health in Kini Forum in Cikini Central Jakarta from Friday to Sunday, October 6 until 8. More than 10,000 athletes and 5,000 officials from 45 countries in Asia will participate in 462 events in 40 sporting events in Asia Games 2018 to take place in Palembang and Jakarta. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. Related to Idul Adha celebration in Indonesia, in today's edition, we will introduce you to a tradition, namely Mantan Sapi in Pasuruan, East Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Indonesia is rich of cultures which are unique and interesting. One of them is Mantan Sapi or cow's bride tradition from Wates Tani Village, Grati Subdistrict, Pasuruan Regency, East Java Province, towards Idul Adha. The event is to honor sacrificial animals held by local people. In the tradition, cows are treated like a bride. The event has been held from generation to generation. Although the event had abolished since a long time, it has begun to be held again since 2013. Listener, before the cows are given ornaments, they are taken a bath with water which has been given flowers. Animals to be sacrificed must clean and holy. Then, those cows are given a flower necklace in 7 colors in order to be more beautiful like a bride. Then, the cows' bodies are covered by prayer rugs and also white clothes. All ornaments are as markers of chastity of people who give sacrificial animals. After the procession has finished, the cows are paraded by hundreds of people, either kids or adults, to the mosque to be given to the committee of sacrifice. At that time, women also enliven by carrying household appliances such as knives and seasoning. Listener, Wates Tani villagers who give cows as sacrificial animals also provide rice, fruits, seasonings until firewood. It aims that the receiver of sacrificial animals does not only receive meat but also rice and also complimentary thing to cook the meat. Listener, Mantan Sapi tradition is held in the evening towards the night of the last day before Idul Adha festivity. The tradition has a meaning of Shiar of Islamic religion and preserved local culture. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Andika, in Miscellany. Listener, Indonesia has lots of languages, tribes, customs, tradition, natural and culinary tourism destinations. West Sumatra, one of the regions in Indonesia, has beautiful scenery and various culture. Every regency in West Sumatra is very dense with its own culture and tradition. For example, West Pasaman Regency has gold yarn embroidery. Miscellany for today's edition will inform you about gold yarn embroidery. Listener, West Pasaman is known as its beautiful handicrafts that come from generation to generation and have their own market in West Sumatra, especially in embroidery. The embroidery or making embroidery is the way to give or add effect on the finished sewing. Initially, the fabric looks very simple, but it will be more beautiful after being given embroidery on several spots, such as for bed linen, tablecloth, wall decoration, and many more. Besides using hand, the embroidery can be done by sewing machine or computer embroidery machine. Usually, the kinds of yarn used to make embroidery are the one like wool, linen, silk, cotton, or rayon, even gold yarn. The gold yarn embroidery is well known for its various motifs that have philosophy. These motifs usually come from natural or geometrical motifs such as lines or circles that have specific meaning for the people. Due to its beautifulness, the West Pasaman government in West Sumatra eagerly makes gold yarn embroidery from air bangis as the West Pasaman's icon. Listener, chairman of Air Bangis Gold Yarn Embroidery Community, Feli, said that the embroideries in Air Bangis, Sungai Beremas district are the descendant of former embroideries. The gold yarn embroidery of Air Bangis is admitted for its beauty and it is quite expensive. Take for example, a pillowcase costs 1 million rupiah, because it is handmade and made of embroidery's creativity. Veli reminds that before buying, the buyer should order first because the embroidery takes longer time. It can be more than 1 month process. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today's edition with the topic The Gold Yarn Embroidery of Air Bangis Becomes the West Pasaman's Icon. We will see you again in another interesting topic. Bye!
meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Very Good Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Alika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Sore Band. To initiate our segment, Music Corner, for today, let's listen to a song entitled Cermin Tuhan. Happy listening!
Kau elakkan nestapa hanya dirimu yang kau.
Listener, that was the first song entitled Cermin, sung by Soreben. Soreben was established by three friends, namely Firza Paloh, Mondo Gascaro, and Awan Garnida in 2000 year. A year later, Awan invited his two friends, namely Reza Dwi Putranto and Bembi Gusti Pramudia, to join in the band. This band is quite unique because there is no special personnel as vocalist of the band. All personnel always alternate to be vocalist. Besides, 4 out of 5 of the personnel play instruments with left hand. Before releasing an album, Soreben has launched some mini albums. The name of the band is more well known by indie music lovers when singing two songs for a compilation album of indie music entitled Jakarta Sekarang in 2004. In the middle of 2005, Soreben released their first album entitled Centralismo, which received compliments from various communities. One of them was Time Asia magazine as one of the best albums in Asia. Although their album was successful, Soreben is not in a hurry to make the next album. The second album of Soreben was released in 2008, entitled Ports of Lima. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Mata Berdebu. you're still tuning in on Voice of Indonesia in the Music Corner segment. Sarabande's works are mentioned as combination of various kinds of genre. It happened because every personnel is free to develop their musicality, which based on their inspiration and experiences. Generally, indie music lovers mentioned songs of Sarabande reconcile the heart and mind. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to songs entitled Musim Hujan and Plastik Kita. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Mencari
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.